Okay, we're going to start at least the halachas of buses with Dover Hasser. At least tonight we're going to give the conditions of what something would become a buses. Basically, the concept of a buses is something that itself is not mukta, but mukta is put on it with certain conditions, and if those conditions are met, then the thing that it's put on becomes a base. It doesn't have to be a base, though. It can be a hanger that the mukta hangs from. And there's also a basis. Anything that supports the mukta, becomes a support for the mukta, with certain conditions, becomes mukta itself. And even if the mukta is taken off of it, it remains mukta the entire Shabbos. So it becomes its own mukta, even though there's no reason why that thing itself is mukta, drawer. Drawer is not mukta. But if under certain conditions you put something mukta in that drawer, then even if the mukta falls out of the drawer on Shabbos, the drawer remains mukta and you can't move the drawer either. And basically, it becomes the same kind of mukta that the thing that was on it. So that means that if you have something that's mukta, machmas gufo, or machmas iser, or what's it called, mukta that's machmas chisaron kis, where you're not allowed to move it for any purpose, even the tzorach gufo makalma, you can't move it for its own usage, nor can you use it because you need the place. So the thing that it's on becomes the same kind of mukta, and you can't move it for any purpose. On the other hand, if it's a klisha malachto le'isr, first of all, there's a machlokas whether b'chlau a klisha malachto le'isr makes a basis or not. There are some opinions that a klisha malachto le'isr doesn't create a basis at all. And when the mukta goes off, the thing itself is mutter to move for any purpose. The Maisa Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's good to be machmer like those that hold that a klisha malachto le'isr also makes a basis. However, it doesn't make it worse than itself. So, for instance, if you put a hammer in a drawer, so the drawer would not be more mukta than the hammer. Just like the hammer you could use to crack nuts, or if you need the space in the drawer, you can move it out. So if you need the space where the drawer is, you can move the drawer. Or if you want to use the drawer to crack nuts, or any other similar kind of mutter thing, that would be mutter also. But b'shas hadchak, where there's a great necessity, you can rely on the opinions that klisha malachto le'isr does not create a basis at all, and therefore the basis is not mukta at all. But l'chadchila, we treat it as if it's klisha malachto le'isr, the basis. Okay. Now, what are the conditions in order for something to be considered a basis? First, the thing had to be put there on purpose. And on purpose to leave it there at least a portion of Shabbos. In other words, you had in mind to leave it there for an hour on Shabbos, and you would have a goy take it off. That already makes it a basis. You intended to put, let's use a drawer as the example, you intended to put money in a drawer and leave it there surely for the whole Shabbos, but we paskin that even if it's left there for a portion of Shabbos also makes it a basis. And it was there the entire Bein Hashmashas when Shabbos came in. In other words, you put it there from before sunset till nightfall. And you had intended to leave it there either the whole Shabbos or the way we hold even a portion of Shabbos. Then the thing becomes a basis. Okay. However, if it was only put there even with intention, and with intention to stay the whole Shabbos after Bein HaShemashah started, 15 minutes, 10 minutes after Shkia, so that's already into Bein HaShemashah. So it wasn't there when Shabbos actually started, possibly, because it wasn't there from the beginning of Bein HaShemashah. Or it was taken off before Bein HaShemashah was over. Bein HaShemashah here lasts maybe about 16, 17 minutes, right? So it was there when Shabbos came in, but a goy came and took it off within the 16 minutes after Shkia. So it wasn't there the whole Bein HaShemashah, even though you intended to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, but it was taken away, then the drawer does not become a basis. If it wasn't put there on purpose, okay, It wasn't put there on purpose. Well, so let's look at another thing. It was put there on Shabbos. So here there's another machlokus, whether it becomes a bosis at least while the muktzah's on there. For sure, when it's taken off, it's not muktzah anymore. But while it's on it, is that thing muktzah, right, or not? It's only muktzah because if you move it, you move the other thing, and then there's ways of moving it that are permissible. Right, that's another machlokus. Something was put on muktzah, was put on a bosis. In other words, money was put into a drawer on Shabbos. The drawer will not become muktzah if the money's taken off. Like a goy takes it off, or a kid takes it off, or it falls out of the drawer, or whatever. That's for sure. But while the money's there, is the drawer now a bosis or not? That's a shaila. We'll see what the nafkaminas are as we go on, not tonight. Okay, how do you deal with a bosis, and how do you, or something that's not a bosis, to get the muktzah off of it? Okay, now, it has to be that the thing it was put on, and again, it has to be put on purpose, but if it wasn't put on purpose, you forgot it there. You didn't intend to leave it in that thing. You didn't want to leave that money in that drawer over Shabbos. You have money in your kitchen drawer, and you forgot to take it out. You intended to take it out before Shabbos, but you forgot. Or when you put it in during the week, you didn't have intention of leaving there for Shabbos at all. Right, so then it doesn't become a bosses, even if it's left there the whole day in Ashmashes. That's called shochach. That doesn't create a bosses. It has to be that the thing that you put the mukta in or on is for you're putting the mukta for the sake of the mukta on that thing. In other words, the thing now serves the mukta. So by serving the mukta, it becomes mukta. What happens if the opposite? The mukta is serving the thing that it's on. For instance, you put something muktzah on top of a pot to hold in the heat of the pot. You didn't have a pot cover, so you use something muktzah. You used dollar bills to cover the pot. So then the pot doesn't become a bosis, because the dollar bills, the pot's not being used for the sake of the dollar bills. The dollar bills are being used for the sake of the pot. Okay, what else is there? Another condition. Here the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir, but when it's necessary, you can make this a condition also to make something not a bosses. The thing is not put on the other thing because you need it to be on top of it. It's just arbitrary. For instance, go back to the drawer. You have a lot of things in the drawer. Some things are mutter and some things are asr. And this usher thing happens to be on top of something mutter. But not because you want to put it on top of that thing specifically, it's because there's no room in the drawer, so it has to be on top of something. Or you have a suitcase with, something muktzah in the suitcase. Right? You have an electric shaver in the suitcase, and it's on top of an article of clothing. But it's not because the article of clothing is a basis for the shaver. It's just because you can't put everything in the suitcase flat out. You have to put things on top. So arbitrarily, it happens to be on top of that thing. So even though you had intention of leaving it there, and you want it to be there, but you don't want a dafka to be on top of the shirt. So the shirt does not become a bosses. However, here the Mishnah Berurah says that in such a situation, it should be machmer, that the shirt does become a bosses. Treat it like a bosses. But in a time of great need, where treating it like a bosses will cause a loss or whatever, then you can be makel and consider the shirt not a bosses. Another condition is that the thing that is the bosses is only a bosses for mukta, but it's not a bosses also for something that's mutter, that is more important than the mukta. And more important does not mean how much it's worth, but how much it's important to you. So therefore it's possible that the challahs on the table, right, even though the table is also a bosses for the candles, but the challahs are also on the table when Shabbos came in. Right? This only works if the time when Shabbos came in, the muktzah was on the bosses, and the thing of heter was on the bosses. So it became a bosses leheter and leiser, and the thing of heter is more important to you than the thing of iser. Where the challahs obviously are important because they're your suda. So even though the candles are also important, right? But this is more important for the need of the time. and the candles are really only mukta, is the flame. So the flame of the candles isn't important to you as the chalas are. And that's another thing. Even a basish le basish is also. In other words, not only the first base, but if it's a base to a base to a base of something. In other words, the table is a base to the tray that the candlesticks are in, and the candlesticks are a base to the flame. The whole thing becomes what's it called, mukta. The tray is mukta, and the table is mukta. Even though the tray is two steps removed, it's still considered a basis, la basis. That's also awesome.
In case of the suitcase.
Yeah.
Then the shirt, it wasn't.
No, it could be. We were talking in a case where the shirts and nothing else was on top of the shirts except the shaver. The shaver was on top, the shirt was underneath it, and there were shirts underneath that, or whatever, and could be the shaver is more important than the shirts, or whatever.
How do you let open the suitcase? Isn't that a basis for the.
That's true. The suitcase is could be a buses, but there's so many other things that are mutter in the suitcase. The suitcase doesn't become a buses, but the shirt so only has a shaver on it.
As long as there's something in a mutter in the item we're talking about,
there's a lot of things on the suitcase.
Buses.
What?
As long as something's mutter in the
that's
in
more the important case. Than the mukta things. There's more important heter than iser, but if it's equally important or less important the heter, then it still becomes a buses.
What does important mean? That
what you said, important
valuable?
To you.
Valuable?
Not valuable, important to you at that time.
Huh. And it can be one important thing and lots of
right.
less
right.
important
right.
things?
Right,
is it important to whom? The owner or...
The owner. The only... That's the next thing. The owner. Only the owner can make it a basis. So it has to be... Everything here depends on the owner. Or if he makes a shliach, then his shliach becomes like him. But nobody else can make a basis of other people's things.
It means you say if you had the candles on the table with a piece of candy, the person could make someone who is a sweet tooth a shlia.
Oh, it means when you made the when it became a basis and to who. But if it's your candles and your candy and the candy is more important to you than the candles, yeah, then what's it called? Then it's not a basis. But only the Bailam can make a basis, and only they can determine whether something's more important or less important. So, unless it's something that the person did for the sake of the person who owns the thing, right? For instance, he put the candles on the table for the other person. Not for himself, for the other person, and was sure that the person wants the candles on the table. So then he becomes his shliach automatically. It's a schus for him to have the candles on the table, then he can make a basis too. But if I stop and take your candlesticks and put them on a table that's not where you're eating, stop, I put them with the intention of leaving them there. Put them on your dresser. The dresser doesn't become a basis because I have no right to make your things a basis. And if I put them on the table and to me the candy's not more important, what's it called? Doesn't make a difference. If to you it's more important.
The horror in the case that I've just described before, the guy who did it is not doing this chus for the other one. The other guy wants to be able to use the table. So it's,
yeah, but it could be that he needs that thing on the table too, though. So it is a chus. He wants the candlestick on the table. Right? He wants his candles lit for Shabbos. He just forgot to put challahs or whatever, but it's still a chus to have the candles on the table.
Yeah, if he had his brothers, he would rather not have them on the table.
No, because he's not going to not light candles. He's not going to put them somewhere else. Okay, but if that's not an option, then in that situation where it's for sure the guy wanted it, then you can make somebody else's thing a basis. If it's not for sure he wanted it, then you can't. Well, it has to be on the ikar of the kli, not on a tefil. In other words, in order for a... Let's say you have a drawer in a... We'll see that makes a difference what kind of drawer, but for now we'll just make it simple. You have a table with a drawer in it. And you put the mukta in the drawer, but not on the table. The table doesn't become a basis, but the drawer does. The table itself is not a basis, but the drawer is a basis. Okay? Because even though it's in the drawer, which is connected to the table, it's not on the ikar of the table, it's on a tuffel. So the tuffel can become a basis by itself, but it doesn't make the entire table a basis. Okay, well, nafkamina would be, if the drawer fell out of the table, you could move the table. If the table was a basis, even if the drawer fell out, you can't move the table. The table becomes mukta for the whole Shabbos.
When a table becomes mukta, is it it's only for movement, or you can still put things and take things up.
Wow.
If a table is a buses,
right.
Okay?
We'll see. That's not. We'll get to it. That's not for now. Now we just want. I just wanted to. Because there's a lot of conditions here. It's even this is a lot, right? But these are the conditions for a buses. Once you understand these are conditions, now we'll see if something is a bus, is one of the halachas that we'll wait for next week in Yitzhak Hashem. But this week, digest this first. What are the conditions? Basically, has to be something that serves the muktzah, okay, and it's exclusive to the muktzah, not to something else that's more important than the muktzah. Has to be left there on purpose, for the sake of Shabbos, at least portion of Shabbos, and it has to be there the whole day, Nashmashas, and it has to be put there by the person who owns it with that intention. And those are basically the tenayim that something becomes a basis. So next week we'll discuss, now if you have a basis, what can you do with it, right? Or if you have something that's not a basis but has muktzah on it, what can you do with it? If it has a basis, then it's muktzah. There's not little you can do with it. But if it's not a basis, but it has a muktzah on it, so what halachas apply when the muktzah is still on it, and what halachas apply when the muktzah goes off if it's not a basis, and how do you get it off? That's what we're worried about next week.